Hi, this is Andrew Thompson.
And this is Marcus Blake.
Of Bury's office in Toaster. Here to talk about the latest in HS2, as the route has now been safeguarded, and this means that blight notice claims can be served by property owners. Now then, Marcus, where are we? Terminology here, safeguarded, what do we mean?
Safeguarding means that basically HS2 put a mark on the plan where they think the scheme's now going to go, but more importantly, it means that property owners within the safeguarding zone, or at least partly in the safeguarding zone, can submit a blight notice. And for those that don't quite understand what that is, it's effectively compulsory purchase in reverse. You can now try and force HS2 to buy your property off you.
So genuinely compulsory purchase for a change. So I understand the first few of these blight notices have now been accepted by HS2?
Yes, that's right. We're now being notified that a number of homeowners have received their blight notices through, and they're now trying to work out what to do next.
And that leads to the obvious next question, what is the next step once you've had your notice?
Well, HS2 are sending out these things called Form of Claim, which need to be completed. It's a 5-page document. There's a number of legal questions in there, but more importantly, they're actually asking people now to submit their claim for their financial claim.
And the financial claim obviously relates to their existing borrowings, etc., on the property, but presumably they can take advice as to what the value of the property should be or could be.
Well, this is it. It's actually the unblighted value of the property. In the claim itself, when it's fully and correctly completed, they should also have things like a home loss payment, and that could be up to £47,000, stamp duty for new property, moving costs, legal fees. But it's to make sure that they're getting all the claim that they're actually due. And obviously, in amongst all that, they can actually claim for reasonable professional fees from the likes of ourselves at Bury's. So we can actually assist them if they require.
So it's a total compensation package. It's not just simply selling your house. It is cost of movement and all those sort of extras bolted on, as well as the professional fees.
Well, this is it. I mean, until the other discretionary schemes are coming in after Christmas, we're basically working with just the blight notice, which is the statutory provision. But a lot of people aren't used to dealing with blight notices because they haven't been used that often in recent years. So this is why we thought we'd better try and go out there and help people deal with these claims.
Absolutely. So who can actually fill these forms in other than the homeowner themselves?
Obviously, the homeowner can do it. But obviously, as you're actually dealing with the valuation of a property, having someone who's a member of the Royal Institution Chartered Surveyors, Registered Valuers, for instance in Bury's there's several of us who are Registered Valuers, go for someone who's got experience in compulsory purchase procedures, and me in particular, knowing how to deal with blight notices and actually negotiating with acquiring authorities. It's useful if you've got someone who's got a working relationship with HS2, but some people are also slightly concerned. I mean, firms such as Bury's, we only act for property owners. We don't actually act for HS2.
So no conflict of interest there.
No conflict of interest there.
Super. So if you're in the safeguarded zone and you want to proceed, what do you do next, Marcus?
Well, I would suggest actually give us a call, have a chat. We're happy to help people. We know most of the routes, definitely along phase one. We can look at where you are inside the safeguarding zone. We can actually assist people with the submission of the blight notice itself. And for those people who are already partway through the process, we can then pick up when they've had their blight notice accepted.
Super. That's great, Marcus. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Andrew.